This is the Ask Pastor Alex podcast with your host, Pastor Alex. All right, welcome back, everyone. I am Pastor Alex, lead pastor of Georges Creek Baptist Church in Easley, South Carolina, and I want to welcome you in to another episode of the Ask Pastor Alex podcast. I'm not sure if I sound any different to you while you're listening, but I'm fighting off a cold right now, so I'm not sure how much that's going to mess with me recording this episode, but I'm going to push through and hopefully it won't be a distraction. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. This podcast will be posting after Thanksgiving, so I really hope that your family had a great time together, that the Lord blessed you during that time and you got to have some good time with your family. And today, we have a Christmas-themed episode, and I'm planning on having a few of these throughout December. And our first Christmas-themed question is, was Jesus born in a stable? Now, that's a good question because this is what I would say is the traditional view within Christianity. Most Christians grew up hearing that Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem and that the inn was full, so they found a stable and Mary gave birth to Jesus there. That's also why so many nativity scenes consist of Joseph and Mary in a stable-type environment surrounded by a bunch of animals. Other people who were still part of this traditional view, they would say that it's possible that Jesus was maybe born in a cave of some sort, and that was also surrounded by a bunch of animals. But the question is, why is this the traditional view? Well, we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, "And she, being Mary, gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." I believe the KJV, the King James Version, was the first version to use the word inn there in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And given the significance and the impact of the KJV, most translations followed its lead and used the word inn. Also, by this time, this story had become one of the most well-known stories in the entire Bible, and no one wanted to mess with it. They just wanted to be hands-off with it, not alter it at all, and so they kept the word inn. However, I believe an inn is unlikely for a few reasons. First, just think about the historical context of this story. The reason Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem was because of the census that was ordered by Caesar Augustus. Everyone was to go to their own hometown. This means that Joseph went to his hometown of Bethlehem, where he would have had family living in Bethlehem. And since he had family living in Bethlehem, he and Mary could have stayed with his family. In other words, an inn would not have been their first choice. They would have gone to the home of Joseph's family and stayed with them. The second reason I believe an inn is unlikely is because the word inn isn't actually used in the original Greek. The Greek word used in Luke chapter 2, verse 7 is kataluma, which means guest room. And before we get too much into that, it's worth asking if inns were even a thing in the first century. I'm not sure how many of you have just paused to think about this, but were hotels even in existence at that point? And surprisingly, the answer is yes, they were. And we know this because Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. And if you remember that parable, Jesus said that the Samaritan took the man who had been beaten to an inn, and he paid the innkeeper to watch over him until he could return. And so, yes, actually, hotels or inns did exist in the first century. However, what's really interesting is that Luke does not use the word kataluma in chapter 10 for the parable of the Good Samaritan. The word he uses for inn is pandokion, which literally refers to an inn or a hotel. But in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, he uses the word kataluma, which refers to a guest room. And fun fact, the word kataluma, it occurs three times in the New Testament. Once here in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, another time in Luke 22:11. And the final time is in Mark 14:14, and Luke 22:11 and Mark 14:14 are parallel accounts of the same event, so the same word is used. Now, here's what's even more interesting, is that in the other two occurrences, kataluma is actually translated guest room, not inn. So in Luke 22:11, it says, "And tell the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room, kataluma, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples." It's also translated that way in Mark 14:14. And so to summarize, Cataluma, it occurs three times in Scripture, and in two of the occurrences, it's translated as guest room, while only one, Luke 2:7, translates it as inn. And so I think a proper translation of Luke 2:7 would be, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available to them." All right, so this raises the question, where was Jesus born? Well, to understand this, we have to understand the layout and construction of first century houses in Israel. And this would be a lot easier to explain to you if this was a video you could watch, or if I had my trusty whiteboard with me that I could just draw this out for you so that you could see it. But I don't have that option, so I'm going to do my best to explain this. So we know from archaeological digs that most first century houses in Israel consisted of one giant room. And this was a multi-purpose room. It's where families would eat and sleep and commune and just do their general living. And in the corner of these rooms was a small set of stairs that went down a few feet to a lower level. All right, we following? So there was no wall actually dividing these rooms. It was just a set of stairs that made the two rooms be divided into different levels. And this lower level was called the animal room. It was common to keep donkeys or sheep or other animals in this room. And in the animal room, there would be a feeding trough carved into the floor for smaller animals like a sheep, or sometimes a family would bring in a wooden feeding trough for them. But for the larger animals, there was a feeding trough carved into the floor of the main level. So picture this, you have a large animal like a donkey or a camel that's on that lower level, and it could stand up at full height and it would reach its head up to the main level to eat out of the feeding trough that was in the floor of that upper level. And so what would happen is if a family grew large or if they were in the habit of hosting frequently, they would build an addition to their house called the cataluma or the guest room. In this guest room, it had its own door to the outside, so it was kind of a private living quarter. So what does this mean for Jesus' birth? Well, again, the traditional view tends to say that basically what happened is Mary went into labor as soon as they entered Bethlehem, and so they had to find a place to give birth quickly. However, you're not going to find that anywhere in the Bible. In fact, the Bible says in Luke 2:6, "And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth." So they were already in Bethlehem. Maybe they had been there for a week, maybe more, and the time came to give birth. So there's no sense of urgency or emergency mentioned at all. It's not even alluded to. The most likely explanation of Jesus' birth is that Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem and went to his family's home. They most likely arrived after the rest of his extended family, and so the guest room was already taken. Therefore, Mary and Joseph had to stay in the main living quarters with the rest of the family. Mary then went into labor and gave birth in the main living quarters, and since there was no extra bed available to them, they wrapped Jesus up and they placed him in the feeding trough that was carved into the floor of the main living area. So, no, I don't believe that Jesus was born in a stable or in a cave. He was most likely born in the house of Joseph's family in the main living area, and he was placed into the feeding trough that was carved into the ground. This is confirmed not only by archaeological digs that have revealed the layout of first century homes in Israel, but it's also confirmed by the use of cataluma in Luke 2:7, which refers to a guest room. So here's what you do. You find a nativity scene that has a house, and also make sure there are no wise men around, unless they're at a distance. Although that is another topic for another episode. But I have enjoyed this Christmas-themed episode. I hope that you have found this answer helpful and insightful, and you know now a little bit more about Jesus' birth than you did at the start of this episode. Be sure to submit your questions to askpastoralexpodcast@gmail.com. If you have a Christmas-themed question, make sure to go ahead and submit that, because we're going to be covering those throughout December. And as always, I look forward to answering more in the future.